We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Ooh. Jose Quintana was very, very good last night. McNeil and Parkins on the score at Gallagher Way outside Wrigley Field. What up, Mac?
Masterful is the word I like to use for it. 6 2/3 innings. Shutout ball. The bullpen came in and did its job, and the Cubs as a staff walked only two batters last night. How about that? Playoff baseball, both games in this series. It's felt great.
It was tense. It was a tense atmosphere.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he comes out of the game, and the bases are loaded, and Justin Wilson's there. I'm like, oh, my God, it's really true. This is who they trust the most in this spot. A guy that you couldn't give the ball to last year in September or in the playoffs. Yeah. This is the guy. Bases loaded. 1-2-3, strikeout. Boom, out of the inning.
It's great to be in Wrigleyville today. If you're going to the ball game tonight, even if you're not, you live in the neighborhood, possibly, stop on by. We're at Gallagher Way on the northwest side of the ballpark. It's a glorious, glorious sun-splashed Wednesday afternoon. It really is. The temperature couldn't be better. Supposed to be a high in the 60s tonight. Very light breezes. It's just great to have meaningful baseball back in September. I did not have a microphone 2 years ago. And that hurt, even from a Sox fans, an alleged Sox fans perspective. It would have been fun to chronicle the first world championship for this organization in 108 years. Hopefully we get that opportunity in another few weeks. But I'm enjoying the ride, man. It's been a fun season.
I regret wearing pants. That's what I'm thinking about right now. I literally was just standing at home in my boxers with a pair of shorts on the bed and a pair of jeans on the bed. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be hot when we're doing the show, but I'm going to the game tonight with Mac, and I'm going to be in the shade, and it's going to cool down, but it's by the lake. Is it going to be too much wind? And I just debated and debated and debated, and now I'm sweating my ass off.
Are you really?
Yeah, well, feel this chair. It was in the sun.
I'll take your word for it.
This chair is a black metal.
Father, can you please move the sun? I know it's 93 million miles from Earth, but please move it.
It's in a really inconvenient location
well,
for me right now.
Let me ask you a question, and I mean this in all sincerity. Are you wearing acceptable boxers today? Can you just take, because we're not really, I mean, we've got a desk in front of us. No one really gets that much of a look at you. If you want to take your blue jeans off and sit in your boxers, I don't think you're going to bother Shep. I don't think you're not going to bother me or Brian Gertsch or Rich Wyatt or anybody from the promotions department.
Well, I mean, we're on the Facebook stream, and there are children in the area, so I don't want to
right
be
now, there are there are there
I
are,
don't want to be on a list like registered there, in some way.
There's a woman who's sitting up close and personal.
For sure, there's out there
has a little bit of Judge Smales' wife in her. She can look at you like Judge Smales' wife did at Danny Noonan.
They'd just be very disappointed.
Grab the loofah.
Yeah. Oh, God.
I know.
Wash my back.
He's doing it.
Yeah.
He's off and running.
I've decided to keep my pants on today for today's broadcast.
Okay.
But, I mean, who knows? As time goes, maybe I'll change my decision. Thank you for being so comforting and accepting.
Yeah.
Accept me for who I am.
I do. And I'll do a show in boxers with you anytime you want to, mister. I don't even need a reason. I could be cold and do it. I'd be more than comfortable with that.
I'd take cold. Right now, but no, it's obviously a beautiful day, and the baseball feels big. Mac, you win today, all is well. You're back outside with a little bit of a buffer and a little bit of comfort with 18 games to go after 17 after tonight. You win tonight with Kyle Hendricks on the hill. You're feeling good about yourself.
Last date against these guys, so
that's
you got to take care of business tonight, and you feel good about the pitching matchup. You should. Chase Anderson, who's going for Craig Counsell's Brewers tonight, has thrown the most gopher balls. They don't hear that term much anymore. He's given up the most home runs of any pitcher in the National League this year, 29 of them, 22 solo jobs. But it'd be fun to see a few solo jobs tonight. I want to see the ball leave the yard.
Yeah, absolutely.
The last few times I've heard, the Cubs have not homered.
Well,
Daddy, yeah. I would like to see some slow jogs around the bases tonight, please.
I heard Rick Camp with Dan and Connor earlier talking about fat guys in baseball saying the only time they like to run is if they're trotting. Like, so they're not real interested in defense or anything. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Well, it's the weather is right for a home run, but the Cubs' offense is not. They're not hitting the ball hard. They won that game last night with three hits.
I know.
You know, so.
I know. They took advantage of the Brewers with tight collars. I mean, Milwaukee offered up a few gifts in those that two-run inning early.
Yeah.
And then the Cubs get the insurance run because Victor Caratini is money, which I told you about back in March, and you didn't believe me.
Oh, you're claiming Victor Caratini now? You mentioned
you
know it 200 days ago.
You know I would if he did anything. I know I did. But you that was the first thing, I think, in the history of this little show, the brief history, that made you roll your eyes when I was, like, third time through when I mentioned Victor Caratini's name.
You're like, the audience is always changing. I'm like, I know, but I'm here for all of your Victor Caratini.
That's the
mentions.
Thing about it.
I know.
And we both know that. But
I know.
That doesn't mean we can't tire of Victor Caratini love or Andy Reid tree.
I get it. No, exactly. It's the same type of thing. And hey, you know, the discussion will be had if he's going to start taking meaningful time away from Wilson Contreras. Because Joe said if anybody outside of their, like, absolute must-play guys, you know, the 6 through 9 guys in the lineup, if any of them got hot, he'd be willing to ride a hot bat in order to, you know, with some consistency, instead of, you know, playing the matchup game or either-ors every day. And Caratini already has been catching Hamels since he got here. And then he contributes, or he's at the plate for all three runs last night. I wonder if Wilson Contreras is going to get his playing time reduced a bit.
I think you have to shave his playing time down a little bit to keep him fresh. I mean, I know he's a young man, and he seems to me, as just looking at him, watching these games, as fit as anybody on their ball club. But he has caught more innings than anybody in baseball this year, and his bat's been incredibly quiet, so I think playing Caratini makes sense for a little while. I mean, not all the time. Sure, you want your best guy out there.
Well, Caratini is also a better receiver than Contreras is. I think you think that has something to do with Quintana last night? You think that has something to do with Hamels pitching as well as he has, of just simply having the guys on jumping around behind home plate like Wilson likes to do?
It's so hard, though, because so many of the Cubs pitchers have had great years and great performances with Wilson Contreras. They're like, I hear that stuff about Contreras, and you're right, he absolutely
moves.
Well,
when you think of that? Like, 2016, I mean, Kyle Hendricks. How much of it was Contreras? How much of it was Rawson Montero?
A decent amount of it was Contreras. I mean, he's been in there enough, right? Where it's like Ross was Lester's personal catcher.
Sure.
Right? Arrieta's had good runs with him. Hendricks has had good runs with him. And now Lester had a first half of the season where he was an all-star pitching to Wilson Contreras. That there's just been too many success stories with the Cubs pitching staff over the last 3 years for me to give no credit of that
to Wilson Contreras. I would agree with that. I'm not an expert on framing and
sure.
All this stuff. And I love the conversation, though. It's meaty baseball chatter. Well, it's good stuff. And it is right to give praise to Miguel Montero. He of one of the most awesome salamis in Cubs history.
God, I love that grand slam. Well, I looked it up for Caratini before the show today, just wondering, right? The last 13 games he's played, .323 batting average, OPS of .892, two homers, one walk, 10 strikeouts. So not walking a lot. The OBP isn't much higher than the batting average.
Right.
But last night, I mean, working long counts, good at bats, lots of foul balls, like making the other pitcher
yes.
work. He looks just eye test without even giving you the numbers. He looks better at the plate right now than Wilson Contreras does.
Yeah, he does.
So that's crazy.
I know. Well, you might have fatigue.
Yeah,
I was thinking about that. It gets long for fans, a baseball season. It gets
yeah.
long for those of us, you know, who do what we do and talk about it and watch it and not complaining. It's just an observation. It is a grind of a baseball season. And the team evolves and re-evolves. And there are different incarnations of a team within a baseball season more than any sport. And I think by miles, it's more of a job. I always have felt that way. This is 6 months of almost, actually 7.5 months if you want to count spring training.
Which you should.
You should. It's work for veteran players who've proven themselves. It's not as taxing as it is on younger ball players, but it is a job more than any other professional sport. And it would be natural, no matter how young and strong he is, to give the guy a little bit of a pass. Contreras has been taxed enormously physically this year.
Yeah, I mean, and to your point of it being a job, they've played, what, 143 games?
Yeah.
Like, I don't care yes. if there's days off, if there's first-class travel. Like, that's a lot of damn games.
It's twice the number of games of the other sports that play too many games.
Right.
Professional basketball and the NHL.
Yeah.
It's twice the number of games.
Yeah. It's an insane amount of games, and you're right.
And then you got to go win 11 playoff games. They actually expect that out of you once the calendar says October.
You don't think it'll take much more than 15 games for the Cubs to win 11, do you? Should be fairly easy with how this starting pitching is rolling right now.
Exactly. Just go out there and recreate. Put the uniforms out and just relax.
The Chicago Wolves, by the way, are celebrating their 25th anniversary season, and tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Be there for the home opener as the Wolves defend their back-to-back Central Division Championships on October 13th at Allstate Arena. And this segment is brought to you by Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. Albert Almora at 2 o'clock, he'll speak to, you know, the dog days of summer and this brutal stretch that they're in. And I'm curious what you think's going to happen with Major League Baseball in this decision, because it's clearly on top of mind of the Cubs executives. Sure. We'll get into it coming up on The Score.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
That's Theo Epstein with Dan and Connor earlier today on the Bernstein and McKnight show. And I think as he was trying to speak this into existence, when I was listening to it anyway, I was like, that's where it crystallized for me. Like, of course, if there's a hurricane that is hitting the D.C. area, Major League Baseball is not going to send the Cubs there.
You would think baseball would be smart enough not to continue with this. Look, whether the hurricane does cause significant damage, people have to be – the people who handle emergency things in that area have to be on alert for that.
Sure.
And they can't be recommitting focus with all of your civil workers to be going to a baseball game. There are a lot of things that have to happen in a city when it hosts a baseball game. There are a lot of police employees,
sure,
who have to be there. All emergency medical equipment that might be better spent preparing for what could be a natural disaster.
100% with you. When I turned on the news today and they were talking about, it was a weird change in the overnight, and the storm was now going south, and this wasn't what the models were projected. I was like, oh, okay, well, let me look. And then you just pull up the weather for D.C. on Thursday, and it doesn't look that bad. And, again, I'm no meteorologist. I actually hate talking about the weather, but obviously this hurricane is a huge deal. And like, so whatever inconvenience does or does not come to the Cubs is obviously very minor to the safety of people,
sure,
in the Carolinas. Like,
sure.
Like, hopefully that doesn't need to be said. But in the context of baseball, I feel like Theo Epstein is trying to make baseball move the game because the Cubs need a day off. Like, D.C. doesn't look like it's going to be affected on Thursday. It doesn't look like it's going to be bad.
Yeah, that that might be the case. Well, if anything you can do to leverage it, right? I mean, if that's what you feel your baseball team really needs and you have an opportunity to play the weather card as an out, I'm not going to begrudge him that if he were to get it through because of that.
Sure, of course. Like, he's doing whatever he can to make baseball make a decision. But when he said it as he did, you know, he says, I know they're not going to put us in danger, but I would think common sense would make them not put us in a situation where we could have a rain delay. I was like, well, why? I mean, because you had rain delays last weekend?
Right.
Like, they don't care if you have to have a rain,
right,
delay.
Why should they, as long as it's not a hurricane, why should that make it different than any other rain delay?
Right. Well, because the Brewers would take issue with that, and the Cardinals would take issue with, like, if the Cubs get a day off right now and they just get to rest and then they don't have to play a 162nd game, they only play 161 and only play it if it matters, like, that would obviously be an advantage to the Cubs.
We're following the news of the day, and Bruce Levine is going to, Mr. Baseball, will be camped out here at Wrigley Field. I'm sure if anything, well, we're going to get it to you before anybody else does, and we'll talk about it. I would expect a decision by the end of today's show, for crying out loud. We're a half an hour in advance. We're out before Cubs pregame by 30 minutes, so they got to make this news available soon,
yeah,
so people can begin preparing for it. And if they wind up continuing with the plan as it is already designed for them to play this game tomorrow at 3 o'clock, Friday's game is going to be pushed back. Now, you
Correct.
Said they can't push it until 7 because of local ordinances?
Yeah, they have to get permission. So the city could give them permission, or the alderman could give them permission. But the Cubs
would
have...
Would he do that?
I mean, I don't know what their relationship is in this moment. Yeah. You know what I mean? But the Cubs obviously...
it's never been good, that
No. I mean, and I know it's not good publicly, but I mean, like, this moment as in September 12th at 1:47. Like, I don't know if they're on good terms right now or bad terms or how that would work.
You think with everything that's at stake, cooler heads would prevail and they would recognize, the aldermen would recognize, whether they like it or not, they're partnered with the Cubs to some degree.
Yeah.
And it could mean really good things. If the Cubs believe it, I think you got to trust them that from a baseball standpoint, give us a few more hours rest. Let us treat this like we are in a normal city where we don't have to ask for permission to play a God-blessed Friday night game at 7:05.
I'm with you, and I don't know what the aldermen would come back with. Like, I know they just had two concerts here over the weekend, and that's part of the balance. Like, Crane Kenny's talked about it. Like, they get to keep their concert revenues, so they have to divide up home night games with, like, night events at Wrigley Field, and they just had Fallout Boy here and Billy Joel here. So I don't know if they're already at their number for maximum night games or whatever it is. But, yeah, at the very least, Friday's game will be pushed back to, I would imagine, 4:05 if the Cubs, in fact, play a day game tomorrow in Washington.
Danny, you mentioned that there were concerts here over the weekend.
Yeah.
Because of the mania over the Bears' loss to the Packers on Sunday night, typical Bears Monday here is football, football, football. We had very little Cubs conversation on Monday, and then yesterday lots of Cubs. We do the right thing. And don't talk about our social calendars, but I do need a review on how Billy Joel was with your mom.
It was awesome. We had a fantastic time. And your complaint, I think they actually might have heard that from you or other people, and the Jumbotrons were completely shut off, not even in use for the concert.
No Jumbotron. Yeah, my complaint is too many crowd reactions, people arm in arm singing together the entire night shoved in my face on a gigantic television.
Yeah, it was both Jumbotrons turned off as soon as the concert started. And
See, the power of this thing. The power of... I'm sure it had nothing to do with
it. Yeah, I was going to say, you want to take credit for it? But it was cool, though, because they had a bunch of LCD screens on the stage behind Billy Joel and his band.
Yeah.
So, occasionally they showed crowd shots there, but it was up... You're always looking at the stage to see it. So, like, if they showed, girls swaying in the front row to Piano Man, you were still looking past the Piano Man.
Did you and mom sway arm in arm to
course.
Piano Man? Did
yeah,
you?
Yeah, we got our sway on. My mom rocked out to Billy Joel. Yeah, she like it's my life, that song by Billy Joel.
Yeah, that's not how it goes.
Yeah, whatever. You know what I'm talking. She was like, that was my anthem when
that's
I was
Backstreet
like,
Boys, Danny.
Oh, okay, thank you. She was like rebelling against her parents. Like, she was all about that. So she knew the words to like 20 of his songs. It was very impressive.
Yeah.
And then, it was
a lot of people do.
No, I know, and a lot of people around us did. And so she had a great time being with me, but she's dancing around, and she would look up at me, and I'm just doing my standard, like, holding a beer, nodding.
Checking
my
Twitter.
Head. Yeah, like my little Twitter scroll dance move. No, I was off Twitter during the show. But she looked at me and, like, I'm not really dancing. And so then she'd, like, look around for people in her age bracket to to vibe with a little more over than me. Like, so I think she liked hanging out with me, but there were more people that were feeling the music in my mom's demographic.
Did he take requests as he did 2 years ago when I saw him here?
He did not take requests. He did a Aretha Franklin tribute.
Okay.
He did Sweet Home Chicago. And he did a couple of other...
Don't need that, but thank you.
Yeah, he did some Chicago stuff.
Although it's better than Lakeshore Drive. If I ever hear Billy Joel play Lakeshore Drive, I'm leaving.
Yeah, he did Layla. So he did a couple of other covers.
Really?
That were kind of cool. And, that's all I got for you.
Anything from the Mitch album?
I was waiting for the Mitch album. And it was funny. He would say, like, his most recent album, 1993. He's like, why are you all still here? Tons of people smoking pot.
I was just going to ask
at Wrigley Field.
I was just going to ask because
I never have. I still never have, and I didn't that night. But everyone around me, I'm like, all of you are checking this off of a bucket list of like one of my favorite recreational activities and my favorite recreational ballpark?
I
felt so unfair.
I don't know if I've been to enough concerts to have a good opinion, an educated opinion anyway, on what they're doing now that marijuana, did I call it that? Now that grass has been...
That's weirder.
Yeah, I know. That's why I used it. Has been more socially acceptable and becoming recreational legally in more states, if security, even in states that do not have it legalized, are more lax about that sort of thing at an outdoor venue. I'm certain they're pretty rough on it indoors still.
I mean, yeah. I was at Soldier Field, and it was prevalent for Jay-Z and Beyonce. I was here. It was prevalent for Billy Joel. And, you know, in terms of security, they're worried about weapons, as they should be. They shouldn't be worried if you've got a rolled-up joint or a vape pen in your pocket. You know what
I mean?
Yeah,
I'll agree with that.
So,
you know, I
didn't sense any sort of security pushback on any of the activities that were happening on the field.
Notre Dame Stadium, Saturday. No metal detectors walking into the building.
That can't be true.
I was there. I walked through. I went in. I entered the Frank Leahy Gate on the south side of the stadium, and there was no metal detector.
What?
I'm not making it up. Mitch and I are just like, we didn't go through security because I'm already prepared. I have my keys and my cell phone, and I'm ready to go. And I always have to explain that I have an artificial knee. That's why I ring when I go through. Did not have to explain anything to anybody because there wasn't a metal detector. 90,000 people in the house.
Wow. That seems...
Isn't that stupid?
Well, it seems impossible.
Please inconvenience me for my own safety. Thank you very much.
I can't remember the last... I mean, I feel like it's been years since I've been at a major venue without going through a metal detector.
I can't remember it either.
Wow. I mean, and you...
I'm not making it up.
No, I mean, I believe you, but I'm wondering, like, were you at a special gate?
You had
45 right. yard line tickets, 50 yard
line.
I was
with Mitch. We were at a No, we walked in with a lot of other commoners.
Oh, yeah, you went through the peasant gate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that blows my mind. I'm legitimately shocked.
They don't allow you a pass out to go have a smoke outside the ballpark. Once you're inside, you're inside.
Yeah.
Which, okay, all right. You forced me to sneak a place to have one on a stairwell somewhere.
Yeah.
I can get away with that. But you let me come in with weapons if I want.
That
makes no sense.
That's horrible. This segment brought to you by the Chicago Wolves. Tickets for their 25th anniversary season on sale now at Ticketmaster.com. Be there for the home opener as the Wolves defend their back-to-back Central Division championships on October 13th at Allstate Arena. Albert Almora next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.